Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, during the Fianna Fáil Ardéis at the weekend, the former Taoiseach Bertie Ahern said that if it was him, he'd call the next general election to take place during this summer. That's almost certainly not going to happen, but it does beg the question as to whether the weather actually influences the mood of voters. Finan Sheehan is Ireland editor of the Irish Independent. Afternoon, Finan.
Afternoon, Sean.
If the weather is good, does that have an effect on turnout?
Yes and no. It certainly affects the campaign because you can canvass a lot more and late into the night if you are one of the parties. Where dark winter or spring evenings don't lend themselves to that. It can be cold and wet and dark, and people don't like people going knocking on doors or calling to your doors late at night. Whereas into summer months of April, May, June, it's a lot more conducive in that regard. Bertie Ahern both complements and contradicts his own theory. The three elections where he became Taoiseach were all held in the month of May. They were all good weather throughout those periods for canvassing. But actually, his most famous election was in 2002, and turnout actually dipped dramatically. And on that occasion, two factors kicked in. One, there wasn't really a competition. He was winning it by a landslide. Fine Gael under Michael Noonan were on a low ebb at the time, so people didn't see a point in turning out. And the second thing that happened on the day, it lashed rain at around about middle of the afternoon. This affected the turnout in certain areas, up to and including a great urban myth that Bertie Ahern's running mate only held on to his seat because it was raining and there weren't enough of opposition voters turning out, that they only won the seat by 50 votes. And had it not rained that day, they would have lost the seat.
My word. But you say that's a myth.
Well, the theory. I actually subscribe to it myself. I think his opponent on the occasion was Mary Lou McDonald's predecessor, Nicky Keogh, and I think that if they'd got a bigger turnout on the day, I think he would have taken the seat, yeah.
Hmm. So from the point of view of this government, do you think there's any logic to what Bertie is suggesting to them?
Oh yeah, I mean, what he's looking at the moment is basically they're going to keep going until next year. Early in late January, early February, possibly as far as early days of March. The weather will be miserable, it'll be lousy, it'll be cold. People will be coming from Christmas and the January sales, where they tend to blow all their money and not have a whole lot in the bank, so they don't tend to be in a great mood and in the dark days as well. So definitely summer probably is a better time to hold it. However, we went out of that phase of holding summer elections in certain events happened, which Bertie Ahern might remember, in 2010 when we lost our sovereignty and the IMF came in and took over. The government collapsed. And in early of 2011, we had to have a general election. Then that government under Kenny and Eamon Gilmore, they lasted their full 5 years to again early in 2016. And then Leo Varadkar took over midway through the next one. And they ended up calling a general election, Leo Varadkar, back in 2020, because a fella called Simon Harris had a motion of no confidence put down on him and the government wasn't going to survive it, so they had to call a general election. So sometimes events will kick in that mean that you can't hold out for the full 5 years or get back into that cycle of having summer elections. If Simon Harris was to turn around this summer and say, well, we're having a summer election, well, he'd be going against the thesis that you should show that when people elect the government for 5 years and that there is stability and coherence and that there is certainty about it.
Yeah. Also, from his point of view, maybe it's a calculation between, you know, a nice sunny day when you're voting and a giveaway budget, putting some wind in his sails.
Yeah, I mean, you've seen probably over the course of the weekend a lot of promises been thrown out about the Fine Gael and the Fianna Fáil Ardéis, which will either be featuring in the budget in September or in their election manifestos over the following month as they prepare to go to the polls. So yeah, there is that element of the equation as well. There's always this political scientist thought about when exactly is the best time to go to the people. Is there a time when they're particularly in a good mood? Are you better off, for example, at the moment, letting the public vent their frustration in the coming local and European elections, and maybe there'll be a more generous mindset towards the government parties when it comes towards an election, and people start thinking about the economy and so on, and looking at the amount of money that's in their pockets, where in secondary elections like the local Europeans, they don't tend to have that. It tends to be more about perception and mood. You can go back to, we were talking about John Bruton passing away there in recent times. He called a general election in 1997, which is just started out by saying Bertie Ahern won that one. And there was a thesis at the time, he should have waited until later in the year because the economy was on the up. There were certain skeletons coming out of Fianna Fáil's closet, but he went with a June summer election, partially on the advice of one friend of yours, Simon Newstock.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Farmers were in a good mood that summer and that they wouldn't be come the autumn.
That's what you get for listening to Ivan Yates.
Then. Exactly.
Really, I would have thought. Is there something as well in that? I mean, because I've read that a factor can be, and you alluded to yourself, if voters think, well, that they is, for instance, notwithstanding the state of the polls at the moment, but if there's a general perception, say, that Sinn Féin will emerge as the largest party after the next general election, that a lot of people who might normally vote for Sinn Féin, and if it's even raining, mightn't bother doing so.
Yeah, this is a great danger of people taking a notion in their head that the outcome is predetermined and what way I vote doesn't matter. So, as we said, 2002, low, because there was no competition. 2011, it was in the dark days of winter, but the turnout was a whopper because people saw issues relating to the country were so important at that time as a result of the economic crash. They go back 5 years with Sinn Féin, the 2019 local and European election. Everybody thought, yeah, Sinn Féin are going to do well here. They're on the up. They failed to get their voters to come out on the day. They had a lackluster enough campaign on getting the vote out and reiterating to people the importance of voting. And they flopped quite miserably. They lost European seats. They lost council seats across the country. So it is vitally important, if anything, for all political parties, that you keep the voters on the edge of their seats, not knowing what the result is going to be, because that's more likely going to be a reason why they will turn out.
Yeah, and do you think the results in the local and European elections will be any sort of foretaste or reflection of what the result might be in the general election, or do people go to those two votes in different mindsets?
Yeah, again, Bertie Ahern would disprove that theory. 20 years ago, he was at the height of his power. We had the EU presidency, the Celtic Tiger was purring in 2004. The country was absolutely flying at the time. And in the local and European elections, he got a hammering. And this resulted in him changing his team, his line-up, his perspectives, what his priorities were. And he recovered quite substantially in time for the 2007 general election. So as we say, If you're to look at the local European elections and say, well, this is exactly what's going to happen in the general election, it's not borne out by history. 2019, in the summer, Sinn Féin did exceptionally bad. 2020, early start of the year, they were flying. But they were actually influenced in their own head by what had happened in the local European elections, that they didn't run enough candidates. And as a result, they ended up around about 7-8 seats that they should have won had they had the candidates on the ticket. They didn't. They thought they were going to be in defensive mode because they were looking at the local European elections. And if you think you're in expansive mode and the mood is going your way, you'll add more candidates, you'll run more people, and you'll win more seats as a result.
A mistake, I imagine, they're not going to make this time.
Definitely not.
Fionnán, thanks a million for speaking with us. Fionnán Sheehan, their Ireland editor of the Irish Independent. Two comments on that. One texter says, people saying mood is better during the summers in all the papers, that's not true. If I was to vote in May, July or January, Fine Gael aren't getting my vote this time. And research would seem to bear out what you're saying, that so many research in other countries that in terms of turnout and time of the year, that it's pretty much of a muchness. It doesn't depend on what time of the year it is. And someone says, I always answer the door naked and ask canvassing politicians to provide for more outdoor spaces for naturists. They always walk away speechless. So I never vote for them. And they call that democracy. I would move to Russia if it wasn't so bad. How do you know, though, that it's a politician? If there's like a random knock on your door and you go, oh, my God, that must be a canvassing politician. And then you open the door and it's 2 7-year-olds selling cakes for their local school. You know, how does that work exactly? I imagine you must have had a few embarrassing situations.